Art on the River is this weekend over at Kiefer Park, and joining us right now, she herds all the cats that are the artists at Art on the River, Courtney Steger. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
How many arts, artists, crafters, vendors do you expect there this weekend?
We have close to 40 coming this weekend.
Close to 40, that's fantastic. What kind of things do they do? What kind of arts
we have seeing? Jewelers, we have returning coin carvers. We have painters, abstract, all different stuff. We have a metal worker coming. I'm pretty sure he does like the mobiles and stuff for outside, wind chimes, stuff like that.
And for people that have been to Art on the River in years past, they're going to see a lot of new vendors this year, aren't they?
Correct. We actually have some people coming from out of state. We have people coming that have never even been in the show, so we're really excited that they're giving us a try this year, and we hope we can get them to return next year, too.
That's fantastic. When do things get started? You actually have the dance party is tonight, right?
Correct. At 8 o'clock is the dance party. I'll have my vendors there already, so hopefully a lot of them are going to want to stay set up, so you do have an opportunity to shop some of the vendors that are going to be open tonight, mm-hmm. as well as through the weekend.
All right, great. And then they'll be there all day Saturday and all day Sunday, too.
Correct. From 10 a.m. until about it starts getting dark on Saturday, and then they'll be there all day Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
You've got such a unique variety of artists that are going to be there, too. I know you described a few of them, but what are some of the more unique things that people are going to see?
We have some steampunk. I'm really excited about the one lady that's coming. She has the abstract painting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really cool. We have some really cool photographers coming. So we'll see that. There's a lot. There's so many, especially with 40 this year. I'm so excited about there being that many.
Kiefer Park really is a great spot for this, isn't it?
It's going to be awesome. I listened to my artists last year, and they're all going to be fenced in this year. We're all going to be in one big, huge group, so that's going to be awesome. I'm hoping that they're going to like that, and that's exactly what they wanted me to do this year. So
it's funny, when this event started, Art on the River was Art on the Black River, and now it's Art on the St. Clair River.
Right.
And it's just such a great setting. You know,
it is. It's beautiful down there.
Yeah, it really is a cool place. So there's going to be art and music and food and beer and wine. It's going to be a great weekend. Kicks off with a dance party tonight. Your featured artist this year, by the way, tell us a little bit about him.
His name is Nick. He is actually a really good friend. His paintings are amazing. He's actually done some little table paintings on pieces of birch. We're going to have necklaces for sale, little pendants that he made out of wood that I've put necklaces to. So he's going to have all his paintings there, all the new things that he's made. He's got tons of stuff, so you guys will have to come and check him out.
Absolutely. That's the cool thing is all this stuff is for sale. You can make lots of purchases. You can do your, and I know Trina will be here a little later, and she says that she does all of her Christmas shopping.
Yes, she does.
At Art on the River. And really, you could do that. I mean, if mm-hmm. you wanted to, you know, sort of go down the list of who's got birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, make a lot of purchases, because this is stuff you can't get anywhere else.
Correct, yeah. And if you wanted to get it somewhere else, you'd have to wait for the next art show
yeah.
or the next place that you'd be able to get it. So now's the perfect time to get those gifts,
know,
because you might never see some of these artists again in the area.
You're absolutely right. Art on the River this weekend in downtown Port Huron over at Kiefer Park on the St. Clair River, just north of the Municipal Office Center where they do Rock on the Rivers. It's a great spot, and it sounds
is.
Like you've got some great artists lined up.
I'm super excited. I can't wait to meet them today.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to Art on the River this weekend. Courtney, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Courtney Steger with us on WPHM 747 now, and we'll tell you about the Rock the Block event going on with Habitat for Humanity this weekend in just a couple of minutes. Quick break and back with more from Kate's Downtown on WPHM.